Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? I'm putting my hand in my pocket. Can I tell you something? That seed that got you born again, that you were birthed into the kingdom with, can I tell you something? That seed will never produce sin. When we sin in the flesh. Did you get it? And that's why he's telling you, don't follow the flesh because it'll make you sin. Don't follow the mind, it'll lead you into sin. But if you follow your spirit will never call you to sin. Every time you sin, you missed God, you didn't obey your spirit. And that's why you want to develop, because once you grow up and develop, you'll learn about the mistake you made, and you won't keep doing them. That's what he said. If that seed remain in you, you won't keep practicing doing the same thing every day over and over and over and over. That's a person that hadn't been born again. But a person been born again, they once they find this ain't right, they can say, I got to conquer this. I'm not going to let the flesh dominate me. I'm not going to let my mind keep making me do this. See, we heard the word. Now listen, I hope they're viewing us on live stream tonight, the other members. If not, we'll get it to them. See, when you hear the word, you need to deal with it. And stop making excuses, because see, that's what the flesh is doing. It's causing you to sin. See, the scripture says, and you agreed as becoming a member of this church, this local church. You agreed. I will not forsake to assemble myself together. But somebody's at the house tonight because they made an excuse and they yield to the flesh. And they should have been here. And then when they get in trouble here, they come, Pastor, or somebody, pray for me. If you've been here, you know how to pray for yourself if you grow up. I'm not saying that we shouldn't pray for you. I'm just saying you can grow up where you can become, take care of your own self. And with your own prayer life. And you won't have to be calling in. And there'll be more. We can be more available to those that haven't grown up. And you've been here long enough, you heard enough, and you ought to be where you can walk yourself. I don't need to be carrying your big old self in my arm. Henry, you're too big. Okay. Amen. You're going to have to carry your own self. And that's all right. Y'all, you don't mind me using you, do you? I didn't think so. So, let's go at this again. Everyone who is truly God's child will refuse to keep sinning because God's seed remained within him. What God's seed remained within him. And he is unable to continue sinning because he's not yielding to the flesh, not yielding to the mind. He's yielding to that seed, feeding that word, feeding that seed, growing up in the Lord, and knowing that the word, God will never cause you to sin. It's impossible. And you'll grow up and you'll stop missing it. You'll become more accurate in your walk with God every day. Every day, every day. But he knew, and see, don't be keep banking on that. Just know it's available when you need it. He knew when he said, and that's why he put it there, 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to do what? Forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But you can grow up where you don't have to keep going to the Lord for the same thing you went to him yesterday, last year, year before last. Because this seed remain in you will not produce sin in you. If it remain in you, it can produce righteousness, truth. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. And therefore, you can live from the inside. That's why you ought to live from the inside. But if you start living out here in the flesh, in the mind, you're going to wind up a failure. where you ought to be succeeding, winning, encouraging, leading, and leading others to Jesus and helping others, you wind up a failure. Crying, making excuses, and blaming everybody else for your what you are not doing. When people mess up, they want to blame somebody else. Hello? Praise God. Praise God. And so if this seed remains in you, that seed will keep you, and you give that seed its proper place in your life, it'll grow you past sin. It'll grow you up where, because it'll never produce sin. It'll get you to the place where you know how to crucify the flesh, how to renew your mind, how to keep it under control. And it's a whole life, and you can live, in other words, you will have to live this way all your life. I don't know anybody that have grown up so that they didn't ever sin but Jesus. But you don't have to do all that sinning we do in some areas. And here's what that word do. Let me just say this. So you have to be aware, and this is what the word, the spirit of wisdom will do for you. You have to be aware of all the tricks of the enemy, because he's cunning, he's deceptive, he's a deceiver. And any way he can deceive you, and this is why you ought not to fall in love with certain things that they take control of you. I used to say, and thank God, I really got control of it. I used to say, I love ice cream. You shouldn't fall in it too much. See, if you get to loving it too much, you should say, I like it, I enjoy it, but I don't love it above God. And Satan, no, he knew I had a weakness in that area. So he'll take the advantage of my weakness, have me eating out of control, and next thing you know, I got a physical problem. Because I didn't do what? Take charge of that. My flesh dominated me in that. Are you hearing me tonight? And this is how you learn how to take charge in every area of life. We got a lot of stuff we got to work on. And this is what this word is all about, to encourage you. God didn't, and I'm going to say this again. I found this out. It helped me so much. Because I used to think when I messed up, God was on me like white on rice. I sure did. I thought he was pounding me out. But God will never condemn you. You know, when you miss it, you know who's going to condemn you? Your own heart. Your own heart going to let you know you done wrong. You won't do it.